Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Lamed Ches. In this capital, David HaMelech begins Mizmor the David Lahazkir, a song by David, in order to remember. What in this chapter does David HaMelech want to remember, and what does he want to remind us of? This chapter is one of the voice of despair. When you read through this parak of Tehillim, parak Lamed Ches, which is 23 verses long, you feel a tremendous sense of the despair of King David. It is the remorseful voice of the sinner, the one who has chosen wrongly, the one who has made mistakes like we all do from times. And in retrospect, we realize how putrid we become when we sin. King David says, Hashem, al beketz pecha tochicheni. Hashem, in your wrath, do not rebuke me. V'chamascha tiyasreni. And neither in your rage shall you chastise me. Ki chitzecha nichatu bi. Your arrows have been shot into me. V'tinachas alai yadecha. And your hand has come down upon me. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, in his commentary on this capital to Tehillim, writes, Mizmar le David lahaz Hazkir, a song of David, to serve as a memorial, says Rav Shamsher Falash, Lahazkir, to serve as a memorial. What does King David want to remember? Writes Rav Hirsch, it is David's desire to remember forever, even in the days of his happiness and prosperity. He wants to remember forever the emotions and thoughts that filled him during the sad period in his life. When he penned this chapter, prime among the thoughts expressed in this chapter is David's acknowledgement that he was bowed down. What caused him to be bowed down? It was not so much the suffering caused him by the onslaught of illness. It was not so much the foes. It was rather the feelings of guilt, the remorseful realization that he deserved his sufferings because of the sins that he committed against God. So more than the pain, the physical pain, more than illness, more than his enemy, what David HaMelech wants to remember is that choosing sin leads to our pain, and choosing sin will ultimately lead to remorse and feelings of regret and shame. David did well to set down this fact for future recollection. Again, Mizmor le David lahazkir. It is a psalm to David to remember. We want to remember something in the past. What do we want to remember? Don't choose sin, because it causes suffering. It causes remorse. It causes tremendous feelings of guilt, says Rav Hirsch. David did well to set this fact down for future recollection, because nothing is better suited to keep us from going astray in happy days than the mere memory of how crushing and how depressing remorse can be, and to remember how unhappy remorse can make us. And so, says Rav Hirsch, he penned this as a remembrance, as a memorial, so that even in the good times in his life, he would remember that sin ultimately only brings one to a wasteful, depressing, remorseful place in life. Pasuk Dalet, Ein Misom Bivsari Mi Pneza Amecha. There is no soundness in my flesh, God, because of your wrath. Ein Shalom Ba'atzamai. When a person is racked with guilt over the sins of his past, there is no peace in his bones, Mi Pnei Chatati, because of my sin. Pasuk Hei, Ki Avonosai Avru Roshi. My iniquities have passed over my head. Kimasa Kaved. It's like such a heavy burden. Yichpedu Menu, it is heavier, it is burdensome beyond me. And I think that this is something that we can all relate to. Sometimes in the moment, doing the wrong thing seems like a good idea. The most simple, and it's not really simple, it's one of the worst averos, but the most simple example is saying something that we should not say, and you think, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, and then you say it. And in the moment, it seemed like a good idea. In the moment, it seemed like it would bring you happiness and relief. And after, of course, any moral person is racked with guilt. And this is the guilt that King David expresses when he is racked with the remorse of having sinned. And he recognizes that the burdensome travails that have befallen him are because of his sin. Pasuk Zayin, Na'avesi Shachosi Ad Me'od. I am bent, I am bowed exceedingly. All day in bleakness I go about. Ki chesalai malu nikleh. My loins are full of loathsome affliction. The ein mesom bivsari, and there is no relief. There is no soundness in my flesh. Rashi says on this pasuk, on pasuk ches, kisalai malun nikle. My flanks are full of belittlement, or my loins are full of affliction. Rashi says, b'machshavti anikal. In my own thoughts, I am worth so little. Be'enei atzmi. Listen again. B'machshavti anikal. Be'enei atzmi. In my own thoughts, in my own eyes, I recognize that I am worthless. And that's part of the problem. Sin makes us feel like we are not worthy of coming back to God. In our own eyes, we see ourselves as worthless, which is one of the tactics we spoke about, the Yetzer Hara, 2 days ago. One of the tactics of the Yetzer Hara to prevent us from coming back to God. We should never see ourselves as belittled in our own eyes. Continues Pesach Tes, Nefugosi Vinid Kesi Admor. I am faint. I am exceedingly crushed. I roar from the groaning in my heart. Hashem, Negdecha Kol Ta'avasi, before you, opposite you, are all of my desires, and my sighing is not concealed from you. You can hear the tremendous despair in the remorseful voice of King David as he contemplates the errors of his past. And I ask you, my dear fellow learners, many of you learned with me Sefer Yehoshua, many of you learned with me through Sefer Bereishit, and I ask you, have we not felt the remorse of the errors of our ways? Have we not all felt that tremendous sense of regret? And sometimes, yes, we are even belittled in our own eyes in recognition that we have chosen wrongly. My heart, continues King David, is engulfed. My strength, azavani kochi, my strength has abandoned me. And the light of my eyes, they are no longer with me. And then he talks about his friends who abandoned him in his time of need. Pasuk Yud Beis, ohavai v'rei'ai, mineged nigi ya'amodu, my friends and my companions, they stand apart from me in face of my affliction. Ukrovai meirachok amdu. And those who used to be close to me stand far away when they see my affliction. And Rashi says so powerfully, osam shenir inli ohavim. Those who appear as if they are my lovers, my friends, bisha'at hana'atan, in the time of their benefit, ukisharo'in shahanega ba'ilai, but when they see affliction come upon me, ein ondinli, they do not stand up for me, bishas dachki, in the time of my urgent need, those who appear to be my friends abandon me, ela minegdi yamodu, they move away from me, they stand opposite me, Rashi explains, ve'einam ozrim li, they do not help me. Ukrovai meirachok amdu, says Rashi, shemarim li atzmam krovim. They made themselves look as if they were close to me, but then in the time of my affliction, they abandoned me. When I was reading this and preparing this podcast, it reminded me of Megillas Eicha. When Yerushalayim cries and she says, all my friends have abandoned me. Those who appear to be our friends, if they leave us in our time of need, they are not our close confidants, and they are not our friends. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the seekers of my life had laid snares. Those who seek my harm speak treacheries all day long. They contemplate deceit. And Pasuk Yud Daled, David HaMelech says, V'ani checheresh lo ashma. I'm like a deaf man. I do not hear. Uchi'idem, like a mute, lo yiftach piv, who does not open his mouth. Rashi says, what does it mean that King David says about himself, he is like deaf, he is like mute. Yisrael shomim cherpasam min ha'umos. Wow. The nation of Israel hears their shame, hears their insult, spoken by the nations of the world. Ve'enam mishivim, and we have nothing to answer back. We do not answer back when the nations of the world degrade us. Vilama, says Rashi, why do we not answer back? Rashi answers, continues with Rashi's answer, lays in Pasuk Tet Zion. So Pasuk Tet Vav is, and David HaMelech continues, he says, I'm like a man who does not hear. In my mouth there is no rebuke. And Rashi says, why do we not speak up? Why are we like deaf? Why are we like mute? Ki lecha Hashem hochalti. Because in you, God, I wait. Ata ta'aneh, Hashem Elokai. You will answer for me, Hashem, my God. And we know, and here comes a little bit of hope in the voice of King David, that no matter how far we have fallen, no matter how great our remorse is, no matter how much we must remember a psalm to David, a memorial, says refresh, no matter how much we must remember that making bad choices leads to a place of regret and illness and emotional pain and distance from God. Nevertheless, ki lecha Hashem mochalti, in you, God, I hope, atata ane Hashem elokai, you will answer for me. Ki amarti, because I said, pen yismichuli, bemot ragli, alai higdilu. And I said, lest they be glad about me, my enemies, at the faltering of my foot, they will raise themselves over me. I am prone to crippling pain. Umachovi negdi tamid. My pain is before me always. David HaMelech concludes, I only skipped a couple of psukim. David HaMelech concludes and he says, Al ta'azveni Hashem, God, do not abandon me. Don't leave me. All my friends have left me. All of those who pretended to love me, who have been close to me, have left me. But you, Hashem, do not leave me. Elokai, my God, Al tirchak mimeni, don't be far from me. Chusha la'ezrasi, quickly, Hashem, come to my assistance. Hashem teshuasi, Hashem is my salvation. I found it extremely interesting. The whole chapter is very painful. It's really the journey of the sinner coming back to God. But I found it extremely interesting that here in Parak Lamed Ches Pasuk Yud Ches, David HaMelech says, Ki ani letzala nachon, I am prone to crippling pain, umach ovi negdi samid. My pain is before me always. This is a common refrain of King David. In fact, in chapter 16, verse 8 of Tehillim, Tet Zayin, Pasuk Chet, David HaMelech says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, ki mini balamo. God is at my right hand, I shall not falter. I'm sorry, I forgot to translate the beginning of the Pasuk. Tehillim 16:8, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamir. I have placed God before me always and consistently. Ki mini balamod. He is by my right side. I shall not falter. So you have this idea that something is before King David always. What is it in chapter 16, verse 8? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamir. God is before me always. And then in our pasuk, in our chapter, Umach ovi negdi tamir. My pain is before me always. And moving ahead, chapter 51, Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Hey. What does King David say? Ki Pashai ani Eda. My iniquity I know. V'chatasi negdi tamid. My sin is before me always. So here we have three different allusions to what is before King David always. In chapter 16:8, he says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. God is before me always. He is by my right side, I now shall not falter. In chapter 38, he says, Mach ovi negdi tamid. My pain is before me always. And in chapter 51, Perek Nun Aleph, David HaMelech says, V'chatasi negdi samid. My sin is before me always. So what do we have here? On the one hand, God, King David has placed God before him always and consistently. Shivisi Hashem negdi samid. And on the other hand, in Prakam Lamed Chasun Nun Hey, we have umach ovi negdi tamid, my pain is before me always, and chatasai negdi samid, my sin is before me always. What perhaps is the lesson here in these psukim? Perhaps King David is telling us, if we are ever in a state where our pain is before us always, umach ovi negdi tamid, and where our sin is before us always, vechatasi negdi samid, what is the antidote to the pain and the sin before us always? What is the rectification and repair when one's mach'ov and chatas are before them always? David HaMelech says, you know what the answer is? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. If we can put the Almighty before us always and consistently, then we will be successful in alleviating the mach'ovi negdi tamid. The pain is before us always. We will be successful in repenting from chatasi negdi samid. If we want to remove the pain of our remorse, of our regret, of our sinful ways from before us always. And if we want to remove our sin hovering in our remembrance always, the answer is Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. When we put God before us always and consistently, we will truly alleviate our physical and spiritual pain and our sin as a remembrance before us always. And as King David ends the capital, Chushala Ezrasi, Hashem hasten to my assistance, Hashem Teshuasi. O my Lord, you are my salvation. I thank you for studying together with me, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef. I wish you a wonderful day.